You know, in life, there's really two basic goals.
What's that?
Avoid pain.
Oh, yeah.
And embarrassment.
Sure.
And this poor woman, yesterday afternoon, had both of them literally drop out from under her.
Man.
And what sucks is, when you get into the details of the story and what could have happened, it is most likely not even her fault.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This story happened out there in Ontario.
What happened?
Story on 13 Wham says around 4 p.m. Sunday afternoon, yesterday afternoon,
yeah,
a woman fell down a well.
Oh, man.
What a dick.
God damn, man. How deep?
Does it say?
No, I saw 25 feet.
Wait, 25
God damn.
Feet?
That's what I saw in the last story. Yeah.
By the way, how deep is your well? One of the less popular Bee Gees tunes.
How deep is your well?
How deep is your well? Deep is your well?
Yeah,
now you are down the well.
So does that beat Baby Jessica's record?
Kimmy, who's Baby Jessica?
The little girl that was rescued from a well.
Did you know that story before you just guessed?
No, I've heard of that story. I think it happened like before I was born.
It did.
Yeah, I think that woman is now like 40.
Yeah, fun fact, Kimmy is Baby Jessica.
What?
We're sending our love all the way down. So this woman, wow. 25 feet, that is insane.
Yeah.
She fell down this well.
So, but I mean, was it abandoned?
Like, right, so we don't know anything
about it. I mean, it's her neighborhood.
I know, like, I was wondering, like, was it her well? Was it just a random well?
Well, that would be embarrassing if you fell down your own well.
Well.
I fell down my own well. Sounds like a legitimate country hit that they're playing down the hall right now. But so here's the thing. A little bit of insight into why it may have happened. Story on 13 Wham says this woman fell down the well in Ontario County while looking for a lost pet.
Okay, so she could have wandered into some...
Wandered like she's a cow. Yeah, no, she could have just...
Like been, abandoned area? Because usually those things are like capped up, so this doesn't happen.
So put a pin in that. We'll get to it. I want to give you the rest of the details.
All right.
So she goes down the well. She couldn't get out. The good news is...
Hope she had her phone.
When the police were there, got there, authorities, she was conscious and talking.
All right.
So she was taken to the hospital, minor injury. She's going to be A-okay, according to the story. The bad news, however, is the spectacle this became.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, falling down a well can't be fun.
No.
Fair? Okay. Especially as a grown-ass person. But not only was this story all over the news last night, the fire chief where the incident happened said they had to call in rescue units from not only Ontario County, but Monroe County as well.
Yeah. They didn't have enough equipment to get her out?
I don't know
I think
if
they need certain equipment. Yeah.
Are you talking about the well removal?
I was just thinking it's a rope.
Well, you have to have... Well, who's got the like upper body strength to crawl 25 feet?
Her husband?
Well, no, it's to prevent it from collapsing more. I'm assuming like there's equipment that you need to... So it's safe for them to go down and rescue her.
That's actually a good call. That's
you
really
know?
Smart. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I guess don't call Pat and Tom if you're stuck in a well.
Well,
here's your rope, man.
Jump up and down and bang on the sides.
Man, his size is loose.
But here's the thing, like this poor woman, she's already in pain.
Yeah.
She's fallen down this well.
You're traumatized, man.
I can't imagine.
And on top of that, there's a massive spectacle. Everybody in the middle of a Sunday coming outside of their house
and
to
it's
watch.
A, to your point, it's a Sunday, so everybody's probably home.
Mm. And you know everyone's trying to figure out what happened, and then when like somebody figured it out, damn, he fell down the well! She fell down the well at the old Barrington place! So, at this point, I'm sure there are people wondering how a grown-ass woman could be so careless and oblivious as to fall down a freaking well.
That's a good question.
Here's where the story gets really crappy.
Okay.
Now, we don't have any details as to where the well was, what the well was, how the well was being taken care of. But there is a picture on 13 Wham that shows the top of the well where she fell in. And you can clearly see an old-ass looking board that it looks like broke when maybe she stepped on top of it.
Oh, so they just put like plywood or something over
it? It looks like it's rotted out plywood. And it also looks like there's dirt over where the remaining plywood is.
So you wouldn't even have seen it.
It's very
almost like a trap door.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like she was just walking what she thought was on dirt, God. And then all of a sudden the
fall
bottom
25 feet.
Yes, dropped out from under her.
Oh. God.
Right, so it's very possible this poor woman was just walking in a place she wasn't familiar with, looking for a lost pet, unknowingly stepped on this rotted out wood that could have been under dirt that was there for a while, and all of a sudden she's in a freaking well.
It's almost amazing this didn't happen. Like it's, it hasn't happened before, just based on your like looking at the picture of the well. Like there's really nothing that would prevent you from walking over it.
I mean, unless this is in like literally the middle of nowhere where nobody goes, and she just had the unfortunate. You know, circumstances while looking for a dog of stepping on the well door.
Because think of that. Let's say you fell and you don't have your phone for some reason. Like you dropped it. You're in a dark. You can't even find your phone.
Right.
Yeah.
Like if you don't have it on your, like.
Well,
I would be freaking out.
I don't know if she did.
She must have had somebody with her. That's what my first thought.
It said a family member found her.
Oh.
So.
Man, that would be instant panic.
Oh, damn. She was in the well for 45 minutes before a family member found
her. What? She was in there alone for 45 minutes?
That's what it says.
Oh, my God. Bro, I'm freaking out.
Yeah, you might not even have cell reception. What kind of cell reception do you have in well? Hello? Well, you're cutting out on me. You're in a what?
No, I agree.
You're in a Walmart.
The service is hell. I agree. What, huh? Wait, she was in there in the dark alone for 45? Yeah. Oh, my God.
And by the way, you don't know what the hell's in that damn thing.
Yeah, I know. That
I hear one look. What if I see another set of eyes in there?
It's not like a cartoon where they light up, you idiot.
No, like all of a sudden there's like some wild animal.
How would you see if it's dark, if it's completely dark in that well?
You can see eyes when it's completely dark, you can see eyes. You can.
No, you can't.
Yes.
No, you can't.
They'd have to reflect off some kind of light, right?
Yeah.
There's light coming at them from above.
25 feet from above?
Well, yeah, but there's still some light. Little light.
You really thought like the Looney Tunes cartoons, like, do they go dink, dink when they open too? Yeah.
They always did it on Johnny Quest when they were in trouble.
And then you tap on his eyes and they shatter like glass, and then all of a sudden they show up again, you idiot. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this poor woman out in Ontario County yesterday around 4 p.m. She fell down a well while out looking for a lost pet. She is okay. It looks like she just had minor injuries. Yes, yeah, amazing is an understatement. However, it took two counties worth of equipment to come out and rescue her. Kimmy said she was down the well for 45 minutes, 25 feet down, and the embarrassment of falling down a well, especially in a country town where there's not a lot of news.
Yeah, true.
Right? Like,
yeah,
this
you're
is,
right. This
you're
was well, the girl. Event of the day.
Everybody at the diner is talking about the woman who fell down the well this morning, which leads us to, I think, the most important question of this discussion.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. How long after someone gets rescued from a well do you get to make fun of them for falling down a well?
How long
until
I gotta wait?
Yeah, like what's the well cooling off period?
To their face?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, it's a female.
Yes.
I think you gotta give it a little more time.
Give me time.
Maybe never.
No.
Bro,
you're her husband. Let's say your wife falls down.
I'm never bringing
her
up.
Of course you're going to eventually crack a joke about your wife falling down.
Yeah, and I will regret it worse than falling in a well. If my wife fell in a well and I teased her about it, she'd be pissed.
There would be a time.
Yeah, it's called divorce court.
No, you're telling me you're that scared of your wife. I would say after 3 years, I could make a gentle joke about my wife if she fell down a well.
I can tell you, after two failed marriages, I'm never doing it.
Okay, I guess that makes you a marriage bitch.
I am a total marriage bitch.
Down at the old Barrington place. I mean, Kimmy, let's say you fell down a well.
Yeah.
Hypothetically. And 3 years after you fell down a well, your husband makes a gentle joke at your expense.
And you were traumatized into for 45 minutes and you saw blinking eyes.
To be honest, like for me, turning it into a joke later is almost a process of healing from it.
Thank you. Right?
In a way, because now it's time we can all laugh about it. But I will say, I think the age of the person makes a difference.
Oh yeah.
Give me an example.
Because for instance, this woman is 84.
What? What? Who said that?
Says it in the story.
Oh my God!
Well, you
84?
Missed that part.
I didn't see it.
I think she's 84 this morning because this wasn't there last night.
Oh my God!
And she survived a 25.
Yes.
Oh, let's hear the jokes there, jokey boy. Hey, folks! Welcome to the comedy club. Pat's gonna make fun of an 84-year-old woman that fell in a well tonight. Should be a lot of fun.
She's okay.
Let's bring him up right now.
How tough is that woman? She only had minor injuries.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. What would you your first gentle joke to Granny be?
Hopefully, if it happens again, she's going up, not down. Right? I don't know.
Hey, they should have thrown dirt on your face and finished the job.
84.
According to Channel 10.
Oh my
Holy crap!
God.
Thank you for yes. They updated the story. I did
not
have
that
information.
It wasn't there
so
last
she
night.
May have not had a phone on her.
Good call.
Because she old. And old people don't have phones.
You old
So an 84-year-old woman in a well for 45 minutes before getting rescued. Or no, before being found by a family member.
You know what she did while she did that? You know what she did when she was down there?
What's that?
Straighten up. She's fixing a well. She's moving stuff around.
I would be afraid to touch anything because you can't see what you're touching.
Them old birds is tough.
Hey, remember?
That's an old, tough country woman.
Remember what he said? Here, go ahead and make jokes about the 84-year-old woman. Then he proceeds to make jokes about the 84-year-old woman that fell down a well. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think about this, too, man.
Yeah, you can't make fun of your grandma. Depending on how good of a sense of humor your grandma has. But I'm guessing that would be traumatic enough where grandma doesn't want to joke about
it. My grandmother was a big enough dick you could have made fun of her. But I didn't. I never met my other grandmother. I heard she was sweet.
Okay.
But you know they do, like when people die young. Oh, she lit up a room when she walked in. Always did for everybody, nothing for herself.
No, I would argue that maybe the 84-year-old falling down a well is the one you could easily poke the most fun at. That woman at 84 years old has seen unbelievable stuff.
Didn't see that well.
I mean,
she's been around.
Like once she heals, right, and starts to feel better again, and like the perspective has been, you know, brought forth from everybody. I feel like that's the type of person that age. You're gonna make jokes at your own expense about falling down a well. Is that a fair statement?
I think if she makes the jokes first,
okay,
then you can maybe gently do something.
No, I agree with you. 84-year-old woman changes the dynamic of the jokes.
All right, kidding, man.
I'll ask you this question. All right. So let's say, my Bassinet biscuit goes missing. I'm walking around, rush Henrietta trying to find him. I fall down a well right now. How long until you feel comfortable making I'm down a well jokes?
I'm going to be looking at you in the well making jokes.
I mean, like you took an Uber to the hospital one day and it took us maybe over the course of a weekend to make jokes about your
heart. No, you made jokes about me the next day.
Yeah. Oh, immediately.
Kid's got a button, she said. What about Kimmy? Could you make immediate Kimmy well jokes?
Absolutely.
Of course.
Immediately.
What if my leg's broken while I'm down there? You're still going to make fun of me? I'm screaming, something's wrong. My leg hurts really bad. I can't see when it's bad. You're going to be, are you laughing, you prick?
You do the same to me.
No, I just leave you there.
That's even worse.
No, not for
left for dead.
Not for society.
I'm surrounded by blinking eyes.
Bing, 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 bing. All right, let's take a break. I mean, as bad as this woman had it over the weekend, stop laughing, you prick.
She's 85.
84. How are you so bad at this?
Well, she was 85 by the time I pulled her out.